Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Friday, June 20th, and we're coming off that holiday closure. What's the vibe out there as we head towards the opening bell?
Good morning. You know, the early signs point to a pretty subdued start. S&P futures are up about 13 points above fair value, so a modest green open is what we're looking at. But overall, it feels a bit like the market is easing back in after the day off.
I see. And that cautiously optimistic sentiment we were seeing earlier, with volatility, the VXX, ticking down, is that still holding?
It is. That drop in the VXX, down from around 53.47 to 52.60, suggests traders are a bit more relaxed. They're not bracing for any wild swings right out of the gate, which supports a more stable, perhaps slightly bullish outlook for the S&P and the NASDAQ.
Interesting. So a bit of a calm before any potential storm. What about the global picture? Anything overnight setting a tone for us here in the U.S.?
Well, Asian markets ended the week on a mixed note. Japan's Nikkei was down just a tick, 0.2%, but Hong Kong's Hang Seng actually popped, up 1.3%. China's Shanghai Composite was also slightly down. Over in Europe, though, things are looking a bit brighter. Major indices there are on track for a higher finish to the week. Germany's DAX up over 1%. The FTSE in the UK up nearly 0.5%.
Got it. And those geopolitical concerns, particularly around Iran that were buzzing earlier in the week?
They seem to be moving to the back burner, at least for now. President Trump mentioned he'll decide over the next 2 weeks whether to strike or continue negotiations. So that's taken some immediate pressure off. The market's likely to see a bit of reduced participation today, too. You know, some folks extending that holiday weekend.
Makes sense. All right, let's talk economic data. What's on the calendar today that traders need to watch?
We've got a couple of key releases. First up, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern is the June Philadelphia Fed survey. The consensus is looking for a reading of 0.3. Now, remember, the prior reading was negative 4.0, so even a flat to slightly positive number would be an improvement there.
Okay, Philly Fed at 8:30. What else?
Then, at 10 a.m. Eastern, we get May leading indicators. The consensus there is for a slight dip, minus 0.1%, but that's much better than the prior month's drop of a full 1%. So we're looking for signs of stabilization or improvement in both of these.
And what about treasuries? Any movement there?
Yes, yields are ticking up a bit. The 10-year yield is up about 3 basis points, trading around 4.43%. Something to keep an eye on as the day progresses.
Definitely. Let's shift to earnings. We've had some interesting reports. Accenture, ACN, caught my eye.
Ah, Accenture. Yes, they beat Q3 expectations, issued above consensus earnings per share guidance for fiscal 25, and even raised their dividend by 15%. Solid numbers all around.
You'd think the stock would be flying, but ACN is actually trading down about 4.5% pre-market. What gives?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Sometimes, even with good news, if expectations are sky high, or if there's some nuance in a conference call, you can see a pullback. They also talked about changing their growth model to reinvent themselves for the age of AI. That's a big undertaking, and perhaps there's some uncertainty around that transition baked in.
Interesting. Then there's Darden Restaurants, DRI, the parent of Olive Garden. Kind of the opposite story there.
Exactly. Darden actually missed Q4 earnings expectations, and issued below consensus guidance for fiscal 26. But they also raised their dividend by 7.1%, and the stock, DRI, is up over 4% pre-market.
So a dividend sweetener making up for a so-so report?
It could be. Or perhaps expectations were so low that the miss wasn't as bad as feared, and the dividend hike was a pleasant surprise. The market can be a funny beast sometimes.
No kidding. What about CarMax, KMX? They also reported.
CarMax, KMX, beat Q1 earnings per share expectations, and investors are liking that. The stock is gapping up a solid 10.6% pre-market. Good news for the auto retail space.
And Smith & Wesson? SWBI? Not such a rosy picture there, I hear.
No, unfortunately. SWBI missed on both earnings and revenue. They're pointing fingers at persistent inflation, high interest rates, and uncertainty from tariff concerns weighing on their results. The stock is down about 12% pre-market on that news.
Ouch. Okay, let's talk about some of the other big pre-market movers and corporate news. What's really catching your attention?
Well, the biggest one is GMS, ticker GMS. They are absolutely soaring, up around 27%. They received an acquisition proposal from QXO for $95.20 per share in cash.
Wow, 27%. And isn't there another suitor sniffing around GMS?
That's the rumor. Word on the street is that Home Depot might also be aiming to make an offer for GMS, so a potential bidding war could be brewing there. Definitely a stock to watch.
M&A heating up. What else is moving?
Gorilla Technology, GRRR, is up over 13% after reporting Q1 results with a big 109% year-over-year revenue jump. Also, Semler Scientific, SMLR, is up about 5%. They named a director of Bitcoin strategy and are targeting owning at least 10,000 Bitcoins by year-end 2025. That's a bold crypto play.
Very bold indeed. Any major news out of the tech giants?
A few things. Alphabet, G-O-O-O-G, looks like that EU court fine of over 4 billion euros in the Android case is likely to be confirmed. Amazon, A-M-Z-N, is facing a groceries code investigation in the UK. But on the plus side, they're looking to invest $5 billion in a large data center in South Korea with SK Group.
And NVIDIA, NVDA? Always in the headlines.
NVDA's venture capital arm, InVentures, was part of a $650 million fundraise for TerraPower, which is involved in nuclear reactor technology. So NVIDIA, spreading its wings even further.
Tesla, T-S-L-A, always has something going on too.
You bet. Texas lawmakers sent a letter to Tesla requesting they delay their robotaxi launch until September 1st, 2025. But, on a more positive note for them, they're reportedly aiming to sign a $557 million deal for a storage station in Shanghai. So a mixed bag of news there, but the stock is up about 1.4% pre-market.
All right. Tons of individual stock stories. What about analyst actions? Any notable upgrades or downgrades today?
Yes, a few. Mondelez, MDLZ, got an upgrade to overweight at Wells Fargo. On the flip side, Jack in the Box, Jack, was downgraded to hold from buy at Stiefel. And Johnson Controls, JCI, was downgraded to perform from outperform at Oppenheimer.
Good to know. So pulling all this together, what are some quick trade ideas or sectors you're watching as we head into the open, especially considering that WaveRider AI analysis?
Right. So that analysis highlighted a cautiously optimistic sentiment, with tech, XLK, and consumer discretionary, XLY, showing some relative strength. That aligns with what we're seeing in QQQ's pre-market action. XLK, for instance, has been closing at highs. XLY has a slight positive trend. So those are areas to watch for continued leadership.
And on the weaker side?
Energy, XLE, might see some short-term weakness or consolidation. It had a slight drop in price levels recently, so that's a sector to be a bit more cautious with at the open, perhaps.
Okay, and what about key levels for the broader market indices, CPY and QQQ?
For SPY, keep an eye on support around 594.00 and resistance near 597.50. A break above 597.50 could reinforce that bullish tilt. For QQQ, support is around 528.00, and resistance is up at 531.00. Holding above 528 is pretty crucial for maintaining that upward momentum we've seen.
So traders should be watching those levels closely, especially with the economic data coming out.
Absolutely. Better than expected data, particularly that Philly Fed number, could be a catalyst to push us through those resistance levels. Conversely, any negative surprises or renewed geopolitical jitters could see us test support. And remember, with potentially lighter volume today, moves could be a bit exaggerated, so discipline is key.
Great advice. So, as the opening bell gets closer, what are the key takeaways for traders this morning?
Number one, watch that 8:30 a.m. Eastern Philly Fed number. It could set the early tone. Number two, keep those key support and resistance levels for SPY and QQQ on your charts. Tech and consumer discretionary are the sectors showing strength, while energy might lag. And finally, M&A is clearly active, with GMS being the poster child today.
Excellent. Any final thought before we wrap up?
Just that it's a Friday, post-holiday, so expect potentially thinner trading. Don't get caught over-trading if the market is choppy. Stick to your plan, watch your levels, and manage your risk. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Sound advice as always. That's all for the Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in. Have a profitable trading day and a fantastic weekend.